Hello, all. Welcome to Evenings of the Editors podcast. I'm Catherine, a senior at Mother Divine Grace School and co-editor here.
And I'm Emma, a junior at Mother of Divine Grace School and also co-editor here.
And our only rule for this podcast is that you must, and by that we mean must, listen to this podcast in the evening hours when you can step back from the hectic mess that might have been your day and reflect on the ebbs and flows of the comedy and sometimes tragedy that is high school. And today, guys, Emma and I decided that there's a conversation that we need to have. You know, when you're little, you think it's really fun to just have crushes because it's like super, like, it just gives you something to talk about. So then you just talk about it with all your friends and you have like 11-year-old drama. And, you know,
yes,
looking back, those were not some of my brightest moments.
But Emma, if you could say one thing about what you've learned about that whole part of your life from 11-year-old drama till now, what would it be? Is my question.
Oh, what would it be? Like one thing that I learned. I learned that crushes do not last long, at least for me.
That's so funny. Okay, I have something to say about that.
Okay, well, just one more thing. Like, I try to be normal, and I try to make it last for longer than, like, 4 hours.
No, don't!
No, that's what I learned. And I only came to that realization about a week ago, so.
I'd say from, like, second grade, and I distinctly remember it being before. Like, it was definitely before I received my first communion, because I remember at All Saints Day Mass, we had an All Saints Day Mass for our homeschool group, and I remember not wanting to go up and put my hands on my, across my chest to say that I couldn't receive communion, because I didn't want this person to see me and be like, wow, she's so little, she can't even receive communion, and then, like, not like me or something.
That's amazing.
I remember that. Oh my goodness.
Literally the thought process in high school too. So you were like a mature second grader.
When you're younger, it's so easy to like make everything a big deal. But then you realize that sometimes you get these silly crushes and then you don't actually get to know the person, and then everything is terribly awkward.
Or like you convince yourself that like it's okay. And you keep liking them, and then you're like, what have I been doing with my life?
Why did I just waste my time? My emotional energy. I could have been, like, becoming a rocket scientist. Like,
precisely!
You know? Guys,
precisely.
Don't waste women, ladies, and men, too, because I know...
Yeah, men, too.
Guys listen to this, too, and we're not trying to be all, like, girl power or anything. I mean, like, girl power, definitely, but also, like, guys, like, don't waste your time on a girl.
Guy power, too, okay?
Not saying that, and that's not to villainize other people being like, well, they don't like you, like, don't waste your time on them, but, like, honestly, like, if they don't have feelings and it's not the time or not the person, then, guys, like, just stop, like, just move on, like, you have better things to do with your energy and your time, and also, sometimes when you move past that, that's when you can actually, like, start loving that person for a friend.
That actually brings up a good point, because when you stop seeing them as like, oh, do they like me? Do they not like me? Like, what is this? Then honestly, you become so much closer to them and it's amazing.
Yeah. And you can really just like be a good friend. And then that's honestly like, that's the best. I feel like friendship is just the best recipe for any future relationship. Not like you should like go in and be like, I'm gonna be their friend so that we can later get married. No, but
like always be their friend first, and don't have a crush on someone who you don't think you truly know.
And this is such a thing for girls too, because it's like, oh, that person's cute, like, oh, and they look like they love Jesus, and like then you're like imagining your children,
yeah, precise,
and all their names. Don't be like the Duggars and name all your kids Josiah and Johanna and Ginger and Jenna. I don't think there's actually...
Wait.
But don't do that.
No, do they start all their names off with the same letter?
Yes.
Yeah, wait, was it the Bates who did that too or no?
I don't know if the Bates did that too.
I don't think they did. But no, we have some family friends and they have like 12 kids and all their names start with M. And it's like, how do you even keep track of this?
Maria, Mariana, Mary Rose,
Precisely.
Margaret.
Like all the nuns, like all the Dominicans who are whose names start with Mary, like it's always Mary something. And it's like, okay, so my brother's science teacher is Sister Irenaeus, and I wanted to give her a hug when I heard this because I was like, oh my gosh, it's not Sister Mary Irenaeus, it's just Irenaeus. Like, that's great. That's completely off topic. Sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. We do rants. But yeah, so yeah, don't waste mental energy. Just be people's friends. French.
Yeah.
Now we're like advocating for like not liking people, but at the same time, like.
Exactly. And honestly, guys, sorry to be blunt about this, but crushes are stupid. Like, you don't love the person. Like, that's not what a crush is. You don't,
Yeah.
like, it's just stupid.
And like, wait, and
Not to
I don't.
say, not to say that I don't get crushes, not to say you guys don't get crushes, like everyone gets them, but like, still. It's more like a contagious disease. Yeah,
I should have ran through our thoughts on this matter before we did this, but that's okay. Maybe we kind of did, but it's fine. I would say, and you should listen to me, it's not a contagious disease, but like depending on how old you are, like just try to be people's friends, and then once you get to the age where like you can start dating, like you'll hopefully be mature enough so that you can approach things not just being like, ooh, like I like this person, but I'm too scared to talk to them. And hopefully, like you'll actually be able to be mature enough to look at things from a reasonable perspective and not just an emotional one, and also not just get like caught up in things emotionally. Because.
Yeah, and emotions change just like that. Like, one minute you're in a good mood, and then, like, the next minute, like, it's completely different.
Yeah.
So, don't dodge things with your emotions because that's not a good, I'm losing my words, like a good measurement. I don't know.
Yeah, that's not a good, what is it, gauge?
Gauge! That's the word. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I got you,
You're a
fam.
genius.
Well, what can I say? We do have the same
Yes.
mind. Oh my gosh, we have to tell
We
them
do.
this is like random, but when we were at
Yes.
UD, we were sitting in on a literary traditions class, and all the people who were sitting in our classes had to go around and save their favorite book. And I literally was thinking, I was like the last one of the last people to go, and I was thinking, okay, what is my favorite book? What is my favorite book? And I got it, and then lo and behold, Emma comes up behind me and says the book I was thinking, and I was like, are you
Witch of
kidding me?
Blackbird Pond. It's the
Crazy.
best book ever.
It is such a good book. The way that she, we could talk about that
It's
forever. Maybe we
amazing.
should.
I've read it, like, I kid you not, like 7 times. And I'll read it, and then I'll literally get to the last page and, like, go back to the first page and start it over.
Okay, wait, we should probably do a podcast just on that book. If you guys would like, because it is so good. Okay.
It's
If you
so
guys
good.
would like to hear a podcast on that book, let us know any way you can, either by going on the site, or if you have us follow us on Instagram, or if you know Emma and I, let us know and we will do something like we'll do
Yay,
like a
Kit
book
and
review or something.
Kat, they're amazing.
Oh my
No, but
gosh.
Hannah, she's the best. Hannah's the best.
Who's the best? Oh
Hannah,
yes. Sorry.
the
Yes,
witch of Blackbird
I know.
Pond.
Yes, I got it. I just love Kat and Nit. Nit and Kat. Nate and
I
Kat.
know, me
Nate and
too.
Kit. There we go.
I love Nat. He's my favorite.
I
I
said
mean,
Nit. I said Nit and Kat instead
Knit
of
and Cat. Knit and Cat. I love it.
Nat and Kit.
No, but that's my favorite, I think.
I love that. Wow. I mean, ladies, that should be your goal. Like, don't settle until you find
No,
yourself a Nat.
Nat would drive me crazy. You
And
couldn't, no, don't settle for a Nat. He's my favorite and I love him, but no. He's like
okay,
all
okay.
cocky and like
Okay, forget about Nat. Don't settle until you find a Mr. Knightley. How about that? Reading Emma right now in lit analysis. Don't settle until you find a Mr. Knightley. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, go read the book. Okay? Bye.
Yes. I haven't read the book, but he sounds good.
You haven't even watched the movie?
No.
Oh my goodness.
I don't do Jane Austen.
You Texans are so uncultured.
I know, it's bad.
I'm just appalled. You're not as good as us East Coasters. We have so much culture, so much refinement.
Y'all don't have food. We have
losing
food.
The culture. We don't have food? Are you kidding me? Have you
y'all
ever
have
been
good
to your
food.
City? Have you ever been to Baltimore? Okay, stop.
No, stop. Like.
Actually, to be honest, I never eat food in Baltimore, so I don't really know what I'm talking about. But apparently,
you don't know,
well,
you don't know what you're talking about, girl.
I've
had food in Baltimore,
like,
and it was a Subway sandwich. So, like, no.
Emma, you can leave this podcast. Do not insult my state. Do not insult my people. Do not insult my...
Your people.
Your
people. Your
Marylandians. Yes, I was just reading the Federalist Papers, okay? And it's all about the states and how important the states are. Okay, so Marylanders are my people. Texas didn't even enter the country until, like, what? Like, stop.
Yeah, because you're our own country. How cool is that?
Yeah, I think you're so cool. You're our own country. We can fly our flag at the same flag as the American flag. Bye. Okay, I think we need to stop. We're just gonna roast each other too much.
Okay, that was 30 minutes long.
Okay, so I hope you enjoy this rambly episode of relationship advice and roasts and yeah,
and random facts about my brother's 8th grade teacher.
Yeah, and food. Okay, so let us know what you think down in the comments below, please.
What's the title going to be for this?
I will figure
Random
it out.
Random thoughts.
We'll say our relationship advice, right? Or should we say...
Yeah, no.
Is that okay?
Yeah, perfect.
Okay. All right, sounds good, my dear. All right. Oh, wait, we should end the podcast. All right, bye. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
We hope you enjoyed this podcast, and we will catch you back next week. I'll see you later. Peace out from Catherine and
peace out from Emma too. Bye. Okay.